Hazel Irvin here, and I'm at Mammoth Insurance in Leeds, where Kate has arranged an office chair race to fundraise for Sport Relief. And these riders have got their kit on. They are rearing to go. And they're off. Taking an early lead and smashing injustice right out of the park, it's Daphne from accounting riding the spreadsheet demon chair. Up comes Nina from HR on Beat Me and You're Fired, closely followed by Mark from marketing on the 9-to-5 chair. Even Javid from health and safety's at it, waving his clipboard like crazy. Go easy there, Javid. We don't want any injuries, fella. And from nowhere, it's Jenny on El Cerro Loco, rolling right over poverty to cross the line first. And the crowd goes loco. Unbelievable. You can help change the world too. Just order your free fundraising pack at sportrelief.com. Sport Relief. It's game on. This message was brought to you by Acast.
Watch what crap bins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Everyone, welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. Go check it out. It's a parody about The Real Housewives. So if you listen to this podcast, it's right up your alley. And joining me is someone else who should be totally up your alley because he's up my alley. It's my work husband. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Bricks Batch Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, babe.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing so, so great. Really,
Me
really well.
Too.
Thanks for asking, Ben.
Me too. Thanks for not asking. I am excited because I'm excited because we're recapping Summer House today. And this week's Summer House was just peak Carl. It happens every season. Carl has an episode where he is just so Carl. And this is that episode. Hopefully we'll have more of them. But for right now, we have this episode. So can't wait to dive into it. Before we do, though, just a reminder that we are going to Salt Lake City later this month to recap a live show. We're going to have so much fun there. Hoping to see some of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City there. Hey-yo! And then in the beginning of April, we are going to Orlando and to Charleston. In Charleston, we're going to be recapping the premiere of Real Housewives of New York. And then later in the month, I believe we're going to Oklahoma City and Madison, Wisconsin. So a lot of super fun things. Tickets are getting low at some of the places, so be sure to get your tickets before they're gone. We don't want anyone to miss out. It's always fun when people get together. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets. And then, of course, if you go to watchcrappens.com, that's also where you can get merch because we have an amazing new shirt. It says Ben Ron 2020 in honor of the election, something that we can all get behind as a country. Ben Ron.
Yeah, for
Hippocrat
real.
Party, you know?
Yeah.
Let us unite the country, people.
Party.
Buy our merch. And then, of course, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Our bonus episode this week is part two of our road trip from Kansas to Nebraska. And next week we'll be recapping Family Karma on the bonus. And then the week after that, we're going to be doing a big Love is Blind bonus episode. So all sorts of fun stuff. Go check it out. But enough about us. Let's talk about Carlito and Summer House because this episode really had it all. This is why I tune into Summer House, because of this episode.
Yeah, and you know, it really does go to show you that when you don't believe in people and you're a very negative person and like you go and try and change it and you read self-help books to try and change it, don't change it, okay? Mm-hmm. Because most of the time, you're right, okay? The reason I'm right on this show so many times with predictions over the years is because I have no belief in humanity, okay? No. And Carl just proves it to us every fucking time. He is like the Jax or the Shep of this show, although likable, somehow still likable.
Yeah, likable in that you feel like you can just tear him to shreds and then we'll just give you that goofy smile like, more life. You know, life is good. Life is good. You know, life is good.
In the beginning when we did this, the beginning of the season, we did the trailer recap, I think, on a bonus episode. And we were like, Lindsay, no, why? Carl is just, he's going to fuck you over immediately. And of course, Carl is fucking her over immediately. And so much quicker than I thought it would happen. I mean, it's only episode 5.
Yeah, I mean, the just so everyone remembers, there's been about, I don't know, 3 weekends at the house. One weekend, they said, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? Because I'm all in, girl. It's like, yeah, man, yeah, I just want to grow and, like, take it slow, you know? And then the next weekend was like, it's like, you know, the fighting, it's like a lot. I just want to take it slow, but, like, I'm still in it. And then this weekend, I'm breaking up with her. So, yeah. Quick arc.
Yeah, so
this week... This week opens up. We're still in the middle of the fight that really has. It's been on my mind for all week long. I'm like, what is happening with Amanda and Kyle? How is their dinner in the middle of a rainstorm going to work out? I am so pressed. This is weighing on me so hard.
Like, I'm really overwhelmed, Kyle, and I procrastinate, but you're very hard on me, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. I also want to point out that Bravo did not give us the Summer House theme song this week, because it's like, previously, they were fighting, and we have to get right back into it. But I feel like we owe it to the listeners to give them the Summer House theme song that we didn't get this week, because it's a really important part of the show, right?
Okay.
That was great.
So they fight about Carl being too, you know, pissy with her and, like, bossing her around. And she's like, but I have anxiety, and you don't understand that, Kyle. Like, you don't understand anxiety, Kyle.
And he's like, I didn't understand that you had anxiety, but now I understand that you have anxiety. So, like, I'll just try and help now. How about that?
Like babe, I love you.
Anxiety team. Yeah.
Yeah. Babe, I love you. And she's like, you keep comparing things between how I handle things, Kyle, and how you handle things, and you can't do that, Kyle. And they keep cutting to his face, and it's like dumbfounded, like, but I'm a white man.
Yeah, his eyes are just like wide open the whole time. He's like, but babe. So he's like, I just want to have fun. He's like, I do too. He's like, get off my case and accept me for the disheveled piece of shit I am. Your words, not mine. And he's like,
he's like, so babe, she's, how do I help you have more good days? She goes, I need less stress in my life. I need less stress. I need less on my plate. And I was just imagining Carl popping up and saying, and you need more life. More life. Am I right, everyone? High five, everyone. High five, lover boy.
Here's the most confounding thing about this scene. Okay, we just watch these two fight and cry and make up every week, so I don't care about that. How is Amanda eating that chunky pasta and staying like the size of a pinky finger? How?
I know.
How is she sitting there eating a whole bowl of chunky pasta with chunky cream sauce and staying that beautiful? Not fair.
I know. I kind of like paused the screen when dinner arrived, because it looked so good. It was like this a beautiful bowl of pasta and like a lovely piece of fish. I was like, I am so mad at you guys that you guys are fighting through this lovely dinner.
Yeah.
In the meatpacking district.
The song is Do What You Gotta Do. Do What You Gotta Do. Whatever that means. And Luke is doing a selfie cam.
Because he gets on the train. I guess that's why they played the song. Because Luke had to, he's like, this week, playing the role of Danielle, is Luke on the LIRR.
He's like, love to do some spreadsheets at the train. Tell you that much.
Work, work, work.
There's a spreadsheet car I could go to.
So Lindsay, meanwhile, she's driving to the Hamptons. So Carl gets in the car and he's, hey, old mouse.
And they pick up Jules. And she's like, thanks. She's like, thanks for the drive-by.
Like, yeah, drive-by. So, guys, like, I have these bug bites. Like, there was a bug, like, attacking me in my apartment because I have, like, such sweet skin. And Lindsay's like, I agree.
Carl, it's called bed bugs. Call someone. Yeah. You literally have bed bugs and you're advertising it. You're going to spread bed bugs to the Hamptons.
I know, you're gross enough without going on national TV and announcing that you have bed bugs, okay?
Like, every time I get into my bed at night, I wake up and I've got, like, little bites around my wrist and my ankles. I just have that sweet, sweet skin. You know, I don't know what it is.
Bed bugs.
You have a pest. Bed bugs. Or scabies. Or you probably have both. Bed bugs and scabies.
So speaking of, Lindsay tells us,
we had a rough weekend last weekend, but like we hung out all week every night this week. Like we are back keto, not keto, Carly to Lindsay though. We are back keto.
Yeah, Jules, let me tell you a great story about what Carl and I did. So like we went, you know, like I've got that friend who has like a condo and the condo opened up. So like we had a party for the condo and like we went and we had like the best time and just like the two of us were just like bebopping around, like bebop, shebop, shebop, babo. I like FaceTimed Aunt Rhonda and I was like, look, we're back together. And she's like, did you finger bang again? And I was like, not yet, Aunt Rhonda. We're still at the condo. That's my friend owns. Oh.
Carl's like, I totally tried to end things with Lindsay last week. Like, or honestly, better off being friends, which is why I hung out with her every single night this week.
And then they get to an intersection. And Carl goes, okay, so, like, after this car, you're good on my side.
Thanks, Carlito.
You're welcome, Hobbs. I'm like, God, you guys are ruining intersections. I mean, intersections already suck, but you guys are making them worse than they have to be right now.
And it's pretty obvious what Carl is doing once we get through this episode. Carl basically knows that he's going to go see this girl that he's been apparently flirting with for 2 months now. Mm-hmm. And so he's just trying to get rid of Lindsay so he can bang this girl, which is why he hung out with her all this week. He didn't know this girl was going to be there this week. You know,
exactly.
He just found out.
Exactly.
And he doesn't want to get murdered by Lindsay. So there you go.
So what's going on in Jules' land? You have any cute guys coming, hanging around with Jules? She's
like, no, I haven't really had time to go on dates. I'm still trying to figure out that subway system, I guess. Is it cash? I don't know. How do you get on it?
Yeah.
It's like, well, a little friend called Jordan called me last weekend, so.
She's like, oh, my God, fucking A. So Jordan and Hannah are in a car. Jordan's driving. And he's like, oh, I feel like I never left. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, when you think about it, so much has happened since last summer. I was promoted to president of my company, and Hinge said, you know what? We're actually going to make you a top Hinge profile for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm basically royalty on Hinge right now. And then I got a blowjob from a girl while I was hang gliding. I didn't think it was possible, but it is.
Have you ever gone down a slipper slide with someone's tongue up your ass? Well, it happened to me last weekend at a donkey show. It was crazy.
It was crazy. I was on the subway and I was holding on to the bar. Turns out it wasn't the bar. It was a woman's breast. We started dating. Didn't work out. But it was crazy.
So Hannah's like, yeah, he's like my brother. And also, I need a driver.
So this is Hannah's first weekend without Paige. Paige is not there because I'm hanging out with Perry. By the way, fuck Perry. Fuck Perry that he's taking our precious Paige time. There's only so many weekends in the summer. If you want to see Paige, come to the summer house, okay? This is her job, and you're depriving her. You're depriving her of her job and us of her. So fuck you, Perry. Get off of whatever stupid chair you're sitting on and go to the Hamptons.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was more of a Paige thing that she didn't want him to go to the Hamptons, because you don't really want like your old rich boyfriend walking around a bunch of like 20-year-old models. You
well,
know,
even if it's a Paige thing, fuck Perry, because like fuck Perry for being someone that Paige would be embarrassed to bring you around.
Okay. I mean, I like Perry. I like that he's older and rich. So, you know, I'm very shallow that way. So Perry, call me, okay? I can be your gay uncle. Okay.
No, I don't like these, I don't like these people who come in and poach our reality stars for quote unquote a real life experience. No.
I don't know. After reading Paige saying that all of Real Housewives of New York should be canceled, I don't really care. Paige can die in a fire.
She said that.
So yeah, I told you last week. Look, you just blocked it out because you like Paige.
I'm a Paige apologist. I'm sorry. I'm a Paige apologist.
Yeah, you try and recast my favorite show on Bravo. You can
yeah, have fun. Have fun with Perry and your oversized clock. How about that? Okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Team Perry.
So, Jordan and Jules apparently were hooking up at one point, and they even had sex. And Hannah tells us that she actually met Jules through Jordan. And she's like, yeah, and he told me that they hooked up, but Jordan has also told me a ton of things about his penis that are not true. And then we get like a series of flashbacks of, yeah, so last night I took home a hooker. Yeah, totally happened.
Yeah. Last night I was flying an airplane And I accidentally crashed it into a giant vagina. And it was the first time that I had stayed hard through sex in a really long time. And then I came out my earlobe. So that was fun. It was a great night.
Yeah. You know what? She stuck her tongue in my asshole and I kicked her off the bunk. She had to get stitches in 5 different places because I accidentally left my collection of antique knives on the floor. Never doing that during sex again.
So I'm back in the other car. Carl's like, oh, Hannah invited Jordan over for the weekend. So, and Lindsay's like,
so you fucked him? I mean, you fucked him. You're saying you fucked him? And Jules goes, yeah, kinda.
Yeah. Which seems to be the story of Jordan's life. So Jules basically, they have basically like a Harry Met Sally, but like the worst version. When Jules met Jordan is the worst version. So Jules basically,
I was gonna say, God,
their names are already there.
Why are you putting Meg through this? Leave Meg Ryan alone.
I'll have what she's having. No, it doesn't work with you, Jordan. So, and I meant that meaning that it's, never mind. So,
I got you.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to shame his penis. So, either way.
Shame it. Why not? We shame everything else on this show. Your dick is fair game, sir.
All right. Fine. I'll have what she's having. So, either way. So, Jordan was going to help Jules move in from Chicago. And then, like, he was going to be there and help out, and then she never saw him again or heard from him. And basically, Jordan ghosted Jules, and she doesn't know why. But then in the other car, Jordan's saying that Jules ghosted her. Sounds like we have something to get to the bottom of.
Who's the ghost? Am I right? And when am I going to get to fuck it all night long with my rock-hard penis?
The funny thing is, I actually have a lot of experience fucking ghosts. Yeah. One time I just woke up and I was getting a blowjob from a ghost. There was no one there. It was only my hand around my dick. And I was like, who is making my hand do this? It was a ghost.
Thanks, Betsy Ross. So anyway, who's going to be there this Betsy weekend?
I woke up and there was a flag on my bed.
So then Hannah starts talking about how she likes Luke, but she really likes Armand, and he's like, well, I know you, Hannah, and I know you're perpetuating that situation. Have you hooked up? Look at me. I mean, look at me, Hannah. Look at me. Look at me. I'm talking to you, Hannah. Look at me, Hannah.
She's like, eyes on the road, dumb fuck.
So then Kyle and Amanda arrive first, as usual.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a Miami Vice party.
So they have fresh mullets for the occasion. Amanda's going to crimp Kyle's mullet. It's the mullets, mullet time. And then everyone else starts to arrive. And Carl, we know Carl is really planning on dumping Lindsay because he's now doing his awkward walk around his room. Anytime he's about to dump someone, they just cut to Carl walking back and forth in his room. And sort of like you know those bird things where there's like water in them, and so they like bend over, you know, they bend over and then they pop back up again over and over again, but they're like dipping water or something, you know. He walks like he's midway through that cycle.
Yeah,
you know,
and his tight little white pants.
Yeah,
so that's funny because they do always show that he's like, oh, walking back and forth now, oh, stressed.
I have something on my mind.
I'm looking at texts.
I just have a lot of anxiety with me right now. Just, I need to go slow, and that goes for my walking. Slow down there, big guy.
So he comes down while Kyle is working his Miami Vice margaritas, brah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, can I talk to you for a second? Well, first Lindsay goes, oh my God, Miami Vice margaritas? That is totally getting me going. And Carl goes, oh my God. Oh.
Yeah. And Jules is like, you're like a margarita scientist. High five, Paige. Oh, you're not here. Sorry.
So Carl and Kyle go outside to talk. And Kyle's like, there are so many entrances in this kitchen. Let's just go outside. It's either that or the pantry. So let's just go outside.
Because, you know, Lindsay will appear through all those entrances all at once. It's like that one. It feels like it's like that weird temple that Daenerys got stuck in like season 2 of Game of Thrones, where it was like, ooh, Temple of Visions. So they're outside and Carl's like, it's just getting to the level where the respect is lacking. Like, the fighting is so stupid. We're like a good dynamic duo when we're friends, but it just crosses that romantic line. It like doesn't work at all. Like, the respect is lacking. I'm like, you are the one who is showing the lack of respect here, by the way. Do you realize that?
Kyle's like, but last weekend I said keep it friends, you know, and then you'd like go have a powwow, and then like, what the fuck, dude? You chickened out, bro. All right.
I'm a people pleaser. What can I say? I'm a people pleaser. I can't help it. Just me. I'm just good Carl. I just make people happy, you know? And
yeah,
I want to be
Carl.
He's just there to lift us all up.
Yeah, every season, that's Carl just making everyone smile at all times.
I mean, like, why do you think I want you to put your weight on me so I can lift you up? That's why.
So he's like, yeah, like, I want to be there as a friend, but I'm getting drunk to deal with it. And then, like, I reach that peak of being drunk, and then, like, I say something, and then we're, like, fighting. And
that is, by the way,
so now they're blaming him. Now they're blaming Lindsay that he's a drunk, basically.
There it was him. Carl saying that was so deliberate. Like, anyone that I've ever met or encountered or seen on reality TV who is drinking to deal with their problems, the last thing that they ever want to say is, I'm drinking to deal with my problems. Like it takes a while to get to that place, I feel like. And he's just sort of like happily brandishing that, like, yeah, like, she makes me, it's like, she's so hard, like, it's too much, so start to drink. Yeah, feel bad for me.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, man up, all right, break up with her. So then Jordan goes into the girls' room. The girls are all talking and stuff, and he's like, holy moly, where is everybody?
Wow. By the way, right before that, because they all brought wigs for this 80s party, and Jules goes, Lindsay has a wig too. I'm jealous. I'm literally such a wig fan. I'm like, okay, Jules. You don't have to prove your worth with how much you like wigs.
Paige isn't here to copy, so now she's on to Lindsay. She's going to be like, guys, I got the taco contract.
It's really hard when you don't have Paige material to work off of.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sage.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Bender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So Jordan comes in and he's like, oh, hey, Jules, what's going on? And Amanda, it just cuts to Amanda and Hannah, their faces are like super close up, like staring at them.
Yeah. This is awkward, huh? Isn't it strange? So where are you rooming, Jules? She's like, in your old room. Oh, wow. So many memories there of all the times I slept with so many ghosts. I mean, Betsy Ross was just the beginning. There was Eleanor Roosevelt. Wow, what a great lay she was, and had so many witticisms too.
Ethel from I Love Lucy. Now that was one hot mama.
Oh my God, Marie Curie. Turns out that when she's a ghost, she's not radioactive. Fabulous.
Joan of Arc. Literally left my dick on fire. Hard, my rock hard dick.
I actually slept with Marie Antoinette's decapitated ghost body. It was great, and she did leave me cake. Ghost cake, that is.
Felt a little weird after Casper, not gonna lie. But otherwise, great memories. And Hannah's like, he does not have memories in that bed. All right. It's fine.
So then he goes downstairs. Carl's like, hey, Jordan. That's really hard, by the way, to transition from Carl to Jordan back and forth. I'm like, oh, Jordan. Just like turning into slow-mo voice. Hey, Jordan. Wow. You have an outfit for tonight? And Jordan's like, yeah, I'm going to be like Tony Montana. Like, say hello to my little friend. Look, and I'm making a penis out of my finger. Isn't that funny?
Carl's like, yeah, speaking of, how is your dick? And he's like, it's like a hard spot in my, it's a hard spot in my heart, bro.
And they see what I did crying. There? Yeah. See what I did there?
So then Jules and Hannah, so everyone's like, so Hannah now pulls Jules to the side to find out what the deal with her. So they sit down in the living room, which has now been totally overtaken by boxes of Loverboy. I mean, it's like the Great Wall of China, like recreated in boxes of Loverboy behind them.
We're like, what is Matt Damon doing in this movie? He's not right for this.
So Jules is like, so does he hate me? Like, why did he ghost me? I mean, I'm just this girl just trying to make it in New York as teaching people about fashion for less, right? That's just me, Jules.
And Jordan is telling the guys, well, she called me like the day before she got here, and she never, like, she said she was going to call me, like, to help her move, but then she never called me. And Carl's like, oh, yeah, but, like, if she's like, hey, tonight, bro, you want to get down? Would you, like, get down with her? And he's like, 100%
yes. I just would have to bust out the Ouija board so I can tell Princess Diana that tonight is no good.
So then Luke comes in. And Hannah comes down the stairs and sees him. And she's like, oh, hey, I was literally like, who is that? Who is it? It's like, are you? It's you, Luke. Ah.
He's like, oh, sorry, I'm a straggler. I took the train. It was terrible. And the good news is I got Danielle's PowerPoints done. So it's all good.
Wow. He just gave me, like, an impressive hug. Wants me. He wants to bone me, sir. Mother wants me.
Can't resist the ratchet.
Did it bug you that Luke just walks in and leaves the door open? Like, who raised you?
Okay? I didn't notice that. I think that just with hot people, they assume everyone just does things for them.
Yeah.
That's just what happens.
It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to leave that open. You were raised in 0-degree weather, sir. Close the door. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, we should also mention that transitioning into the scene was Trixie giving us a little, I came, I saw, I conquered. That's all it was.
I just wrote, I came 20 times. It's like a Jordan story put to Trixie music.
Yeah. So now everyone's doing like their 80s makeup for this party that they're going to. And Hannah starts telling Amanda that like she went and hung out with Luke at his jewelry studio and how he asked her on a date and everything. And Lindsay's watching and she just looks furious. Like, I'm gonna be the hot one here. Why isn't Luke asking me out on a date? Even though I'm not interested in him, I'm interested in Carlito. He should ask me first because I'm the hot one. Ooh.
When did I turn into Aunt Rhonda?
And Hannah is like, yeah, he made me like some custom jewelry. And Amanda goes,
are you guys engaged?
And she's like, nobody's hot. Like, I mean, like, are we gonna go out on a date? And they just stare at her. And Hannah's like, okay, but like, I don't owe you anything. I'm going to go on a date, but I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
And Amanda goes, but you have to tell Armand, Kyle.
She goes, I'm having my fun before Armand locks me up.
Okay, Kyle.
By the way, I love that, like, Hannah having to choose, oh, I'm stuck between Armand and Luke is the most soap opera situation anyone's ever been in.
Yeah.
Armand and Luke.
Yeah.
Who's I feel like we need Bolt in here and also maybe
a Brick.
Rick. Yeah.
Drake. Yeah, like a Brick. Or like yeah. Stone.
Oh, Brick. Yeah. Brick and Rick. How about both of them?
Brick, Rick, Stone, Armand, and Luke.
Yeah. It's perfect. So now
so then Jordan goes up to Jules and he's like, hey, so I brought you a drink as a peace offering. I feel super awkward, super soup socks.
And so she takes the drink and he's like, okay, I'm just gonna put down my drink because I realize that they're both spilling. And she's like, thanks for the warning before I spilled it on my
self. Thanks.
Yeah. He's like, so I was like, call me and I'll help you move. And then, like, you didn't call me. And she's like,
yeah. And that's like the last time I heard from you.
She's like, I did reach out a couple of times over Instagram and you wouldn't even open my messages. So I was like, okay. And he's like,
yeah, but you could have just texted or called me.
Like, yeah, but I can say the same about you.
He's like, why didn't you reach out? He's like, well,
I wanted you to want me. You know, I just wanted to be wanted. Yeah, I just wanted your tender embrace in phone form.
She's like, well, I wanted you to want me. This is so stupid. And then they like start hugging and kissing.
Yeah. She's like, okay, so like we both want each other, yeah? Is that the case? I'm glad you're here.
And he goes, this is so weird being in my old bedroom. And then he just like leans in and goes for a kiss and she's like, oh, she like sort of like pulls back, like, oh, whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, there's no denying that there's chemistry. And also I'm really fucking lonely. Nobody talks to me here, so
yeah, I really just am so bored and there's not even Paige around for me to aspire to this weekend. So I guess I'll just have to take this weirdo.
So everybody's getting ready for the party. Get ready for the party. And Carl's in the bathroom and Lindsay comes in his room and she's like, Carl, I'm leaving those string cheese on your bed.
I didn't know about that love language. Ah, there's touch.
That's my love.
There's, yeah, my love language is string cheese on the bed. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm drinking because I'm upset. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Lindsay's doing this to me. I'm an alcoholic right now, so.
I mean, doesn't she know I'm, like, trying to move on from string cheese? Like, I feel bad that I'm stringing her along, but then she should feel bad that she's stringing me along with literal string cheese. Like, that's not cool.
All those strings need to just, like, hang out alone for a while and figure out what they want.
I never asked for the string cheese. If I want the string cheese, I would have gotten it. She's just, like, too much. It's, like, going too fast. Too fast.
So then Amanda is, Kyle's humping the air. The girls are still getting ready. And Hannah's like, so when was the last time you guys had sex? And Kyle's like, oh, last night. It was awesome.
Amanda, did you leave string cheese on the bed for Kyle?
You're going to lose them.
You got to lock it down with that string cheese. Oh.
So then downstairs, Lindsay comes downstairs with a big blonde curly wig. For her 80s night.
It's like the exact same wig as Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Not a good way. That's how you really trigger Carl.
Carlito, I'm going to pick up your kids from school.
I'm Miami Vice Barbie. Could you call me Deborah?
So then they leave the house to go to this restaurant and Luke sees a moth. He's like, whoa, look at that fucking moth, man. That's bright orange. It's like your dress a few weeks ago, Hannah. She's like, oh, you remember my dress? Yeah, I pay attention to detail. Also, I love dresses that look like moths.
So then they get to this restaurant, and Lindsay's still going,
oh, my name is Deborah. Call me Deborah, because that's my name that I am, Deborah.
No one has co-signed on this joke, but she's still pushing it really hard. I'm also, like, really, I was really sad to see that they were not at Julon. They're at Southampton Social Club, which apparently is the new Julon, because we've had not a single Julon night. Because everything on the menu was very Julon. It was like, I'm going to have the Southampton roll.
Yeah, I'll have the Southeast Asian ginger salad with the Southampton sauce, please.
And I'll have another Southampton sushi roll, please.
And Amanda's like, look at us, we're like at a quadruple date this dinner. And then Carl's like,
I think I need to drink my sorrows away right now because I have anxiety that can only be treated by alcohol. Look at me self-medicating, everyone.
And then we finally get a thirsty waiter that we've been missing on Bravo lately. He's like, hi, I'm your waiter. He's in some weird 80s
it was
aerobics outfit, and yeah, he's like so thirsty to be on TV. I cannot believe he didn't lean on the table like,
hey guys, what you want to hear the specials?
I know. Yeah, he was about to lean on the table, but then he remembered, you know, before this gig I was the executive chef at Julon, so let me just try to save some dignity. So
yeah,
so everyone's ordering and it's like, I'll have an espresso martini. I'm gonna have an espresso martini too. I'm gonna have an espresso martini. And everyone's like, espresso martini, espresso martini. They're like built, they're getting so excited. And it like gets to Luke and he's like, I'll have a Bud Light with two olives on the side. And I was like, oh, boo. It's a poor man's martini. I'm like, it will literally cost you as much. Just get a martini.
So Hannah's like, what's going on with Debbie and Carl? And Lindsay's like,
nothing. I don't really know, but I don't want to hurt Debbie, but like nothing is happening because Carl would never step on Lindsay's toes with Deborah. So
yeah, but Lindsay told me everything, told me Deborah everything. So here's what I know from Lindsay. Carl finger banged Lindsay, and then Carl also told Lindsay that he likes her, and here we are, and next thing you know, string cheese on the bed.
And Carl's like, oh, I am so trapped. Yeah, because you said that you liked her, you fucking idiot.
And so then Lindsay goes in for a kiss, and Carl like gives her, he's like, on the cheek. And she's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, because it's Deborah.
Deborah wouldn't want to upset Lindsay.
So then all the food arrives, and I don't know if you heard this, but it was just so Carl. It was like in the background, it wasn't like even the mic was like not up high, or they didn't raise the audio on it, but in the background he goes, ooh, that's a lot of sushi. It's like, shut up, Carl.
So then they just pile on Jordan. Amanda's like,
I would like to know what's happening. Did you or did you not have sex with Joel's Jordan?
And he's like, we had sex. And Lindsay goes, did you know how many pumps?
It's like, did you finish? How many pumps? What was it like? And Jules is like, oh my God, this is like my living nightmare right now. Thank God Paige is not here to see this. And then the waiter just shows up and he's like, oh, that could not be more perfect timing. Fireball for everyone, everyone. So then he gets off the hook. And then it's like, dancing at Southampton Social. And then they're back to the house.
Yeah. And Jordan and Jules hook up. And they get in bed and start having sex. And then it's like 2 minutes later. And he goes, did you finish? Sorry, I tried.
She's like, oh, do you consider it sex if you don't finish?
Yeah. Well, by the way, the way they started sex is that he goes, let's do this. Then he goes, you're unbelievable. Wow. Oh, did you finish? It's just like, I feel like it's like having sex with like a digital assistant, you know? Wow, that was great. Can I look up anything for you while we're here?
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be a subscriber to Jordan Prime to get that. It's only $9.95 a month. Would you like me to hook it up with your credit card?
Meanwhile, over in the other bedroom, Kyle gets into bed with Amanda and goes, why do you smell so good? You smell like a saltine.
Kyle, don't try to win me over with your saltine talk. You know it's my soft spot.
So then Lindsay comes into Carl's room. She's like, Carlito, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Babe, sleep on a pillow, babe.
I'm sleeping right now. Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. Look, there's a feather blowing up over my lips right now. I'm fast asleep. Can't hear you.
Girl is literally pulling away from me, and he's not giving me no indication of what's going on, and it just doesn't make sense.
I feel like with Carlito, like, there's a wedge of string cheese between us, and I feel him grabbing a little piece of it and pulling away a string at this moment.
1, 2, 3, gotta jump. I gotta jump.
Morning. Jordan's like, should I leave? And Jules just goes, he's like, that wasn't a no.
And then Luke has pulled out his guitar, and he's serenading himself. I don't know if this was just a bastardization of like the Macarena or just his own song. He's like, you're walking
down the stairs. It's the little things you do with that sexy little smile. The one that drives me wild, don't you know?
Don't you know how to lead doodly neighbor? Oh, don't you know?
Walking through the snow drifts, wishing I could play hockey right now, but I have a runway show, doo-doo.
So then Hannah is talking to, who is she talking to?
Her mom.
I don't know. Like, hello. She's talking to her mom. Yeah, he's like,
hello, Hannah.
It's like, like, we should see each other. He's like,
do you like to have dinner, Amanda?
We should meet at a restaurant in the town, which I am not allowed to tell you that I am in at the moment.
And then it just cuts back to Luke, and he's just... He's now passed out head first into a pillow where he had been playing guitar. It's just like he just suddenly was like, okay, that's enough songs. Good night.
So then everyone's getting ready to go out for the day. And the girls, sans Lindsay, are going to go do some yoga on paddle boards type thing.
And yeah. And everyone else is going to go to Barry's.
To Carl, and she goes, Carl, is Barry's happening? Okay.
Yeah,
and he's just standing there ignoring her and texting in his bedroom. He's like, "Oh, really? Super important text right now." So
yeah, I have to write a comment on Barstool Sports at the moment. So give me a moment.
So the girls go off to do their boat yoga, and we sort of see back and forth because the girls are like having nice serene time, and everyone else is getting their ass kicked at Barry's, etc.
Yeah, and Carl's like, that trainer, she's like the best trainer. And he kisses her hello, like a kiss on the cheek. And she's like, what are you guys doing next?
She's a babe, though.
Yeah. We're going to have babe rosé. Do you like rosé, babe? And she's like, oh my God, rosé? Let's get rosé.
Yeah, I've been taking Sarah's class for over a year now, and she's like an incredible trainer, like one of the best workouts I've had. And I've never been a guy at the gym to like hit on a trainer, but over the last 2 months, we've been like talking a little, and... I have a little crush on her, which is like also so Carl. He's like, I can't help it. I have a little crush. You can't be mad at me. I'm just like a cute guy who just has a crush. I'm just a guy standing in front of a girl asking her to give him string cheese. That's it.
Yeah. While I've been talking to Lindsay about having babies and getting married, I've been talking to this.
I have a little crush. A little crush.
Yeah. And basically, Lindsay has been a back pocket hub house.
Yeah, and then while this is all, so now they're like, they're kind of, this is weird, something weird spatial is happening. They're all kind of sitting and hanging out on the side of Barry's boot camp, and there's like, it's like a grassy area, and there's like cornhole, because they're sitting to the side, and then all of a sudden we hear Luke go, heads up, and he like throws the beanbag. I'm like, it's cornhole, and like there was no one there, there's no one. I'm like, you're not throwing like a typewriter across the lawn, it's a beanbag. Oh, heads up, be careful, everyone. Just do a beanbag in a general direction.
Have I told you guys my cornhole story?
No, Jordan, save it. All right? Just play this game. So Kyle's like, guys, Carl, you into that shit, Carl? And he's like, yeah, there's vibes. There's definitely vibes.
So Lindsay comes out to sit with them, and he's like, oh, we're going to go get a smoothie. Yeah, bye. And so they like, it's like, pew, they're gone. And so Carl and Kyle go to like, there's a van doing smoothies. And he's like, yeah, I love a post-workout smoothie. Simply PB for the boy. Yeah.
And so the girl comes over. It's like, hi. And he's like, oh, yeah, look, Kyle, this one's my favorite. You see why? And Carl goes, yeah, multiple reasons, bro. They call me the icebreaker. They call me the icebreaker. And he runs off.
Has anyone here tried the Simply PB? Because it's really sensational. Anyone? Anyone? No? Okay. I have a little crush on it. I'm just saying.
So he's like, we have a good vibe, trainer lady. And you know what? Would you go out on a date with me? It's going to be on this roof of my friend Lindsay. The salads are a little old, but they, you know what? Let us dance up. So
she's like, yeah, I'm down. Yeah, this makes me happy. Yeah. Here, let me pour you some rosé. And Lindsay's just, I mean, it's, Lindsay's right there, by the way. And she's just watching, furious. She's just grinding her teeth, ready to explode.
And this girl's so ready to be on this show, too. She's like, yeah, we should have rosé. She says rosé every sentence. That's all she says.
They're literally drinking rosé also directly after a Barry's boot camp. What is, why? Why are you
burn
doing
the cows.
That?
You know what? Burn the cows. Right.
Turns out the Simply PB smoothie was not enough for me. Had to move on to rosé.
Yeah, and Lindsay just looks like she's going to kill them. Yeah. So then Hannah is talking to the girls. They're sitting on their paddle boards. And she's like, last night we drank a lot. And like Jordan like left a glass of water in my room. And then I tasted it. And I was like, yeah, hydration. Fuck hydration. Yeah. But it was tequila. So wasted.
Jules is like, so I have something embarrassing. I tried to use Apple Pay to get into the closet. It did not work. Oh, the other thing was that
Jordan also slept in my room last night, and you know, we tried to have sex. We did have sex for a little. We did. It was. I think it was sex. I think it was either sex or I pulled the comforter around my shoulders. I don't remember which one it was.
And then Kyle's like, so can we talk about whether or not you got the hole last night? Yeah, you got a hole right there. Got it in the hole. Did you get in the hole last night, brah? And Jordan's like,
I'd like to keep that between us. So, private.
So, so then Jordan, yeah, so Jordan's not going to kiss and tell. And Jules is trying to, like, spin it, like, you know, I mean, obviously I'm, like, sexually frustrated, but, you know, it's more than sex with me and Jordan. It's, we have, like, such a deep bond that obviously could not withstand a very slight communication error regarding Instagram messages. And she tells
him, yeah, she's like, well, we start having sex, and then he can't stay hard, but, like, he can have a boner for hours. It's really weird. I'm not sure what's up. And Hannah's like, well, go to the bottom of it, okay? Because the truth is important. Speaking of, I have to tell Armand about Luke, but I said yes to Luke because, like, he's strong and Armand is comfortable. So, like, good luck with your ED, but I've got a model and a best friend.
So. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that was great, Jules. My turn to talk now. Okay, so me. I have a model who likes me. Guys, isn't that hard? I have a model who literally likes me. Wow. And Jules is just, like, staring sadly. Like, I guess my scene is over now. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, "Oh, I just want Armand to know that, like, you have to verbalize how you feel, which is why I'm gonna totally take an action and fuck another guy so he can see how I feel without me telling him. Makes sense." And Jules is like, "Yeah, telling him might be a good idea because I heard Lindsay talking to him, and he said that it's just cash between you guys." And she's like, "He said casual? He just said casual? Seriously? Like." I mean, if calling each other on the phone every night and sleeping together multiple nights a week is casual, then yes, we are fucking Chili's, all right? We are casual.
Fucking Chili's. So now everyone goes back to the house, and Carl and Lindsay have, like, awkward conversation, like, because she's coming up the stairs and he's going down. He's like, you good? I thought that was a candle, but it's toilet paper. She's like, yeah, cool. See you later.
So then Lindsay, the girls are in the, or Lindsay kisses Hannah in the kitchen, and then Luke kisses Hannah. And it's pool time. And they're going to have a potluck later.
Yeah, they're going to have a potluck. And guess who's making his special tuna salad? I don't want to give any spoilers, but his name rhymes with Book.
And Jules is like, Jordan, what are you bringing to the potluck?
And he's like, sweet potato fries.
I don't know how that's going to compare with my tuna salad, but I don't know. I'm just saying I got a tuna salad that I'm making.
Why are you bringing the one kind of French fry that won't stay hard? Seriously. So then Jules is like, last night was fun. But I'm, like, a little sexually frustrated. I'm sure you can understand.
He's like, no, I totally get it. It's like this one time I ran into Julia Roberts and I was like, you are beautiful. And she said, you are beautiful too. Let's go have sex. So we went to go have sex. And right before I was about to come, she disappeared. Turns out it was a mirage that was being, a trick that was being played on me because I rubbed a lantern incorrectly at an antique store. So I was very sexually frustrated by that entire experience.
Then I got fucked up the cornhole by Will Smith. It was a crazy weekend.
Crazy.
So Lindsay and Hannah are there. I don't know.
They're talking.
Luke and yeah, they go talk alone because Luke keeps flirting with Hannah
about tuna salad. By the way,
about tuna salad. Yeah, it's like, better come to get back my quick. Tuna salad, all right?
You better leave some room.
Yeah,
leave it's some like, room for a tuna damn. Salad. I don't know if I can have that tuna salad because I did OD a little bit on the Simply PB shake, but I'll try to help you out, Luke.
Just want your tuna to salad to know that I'm ready to get married and have babies. Just broke up with your tuna salad. How did she take it?
Yeah, I know some string cheese that your tuna salad might want to see, so let me know. I can arrange it. I'm just, you know, I have a crush.
So Hannah goes up to talk to Lindsay in her room, and she's like, shut the door, about to talk some shit. Girl, like, look, like, Jules told me some info, and, like, I don't know why I didn't ask you before, because Armand said that you fucking grilled him, and I was like, okay. And Lindsay goes, I was being sistering you a little bit. I was Aunt Rhonda-ing you, so you're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah, Armand said that things were casual, but what does casual mean to you? I mean, it can go in a million different ways. It could be, like, Contempo casuals, or it could be Olive Garden casual.
Yeah, and Lindsay's like, Hannah's like, well, like, to me, it means, like, if I go on a date with Luke, like, Armand shouldn't care, and I was going to tell him beforehand, but, like, if this is casual, then I can casually go get drunk with a casual male model casually, all right? Fuck you. And I'm going to casually have that model's baby and, like, casually, like, raise the baby and be like, well, guess you're not going to say anything. And that baby's going to go off to college and I'm going to divorce him and take him for half of everything it's worth. Cannot wait to see how this turns out.
So downstairs, Amanda's making macaroni salad. I don't know why I wrote that down, but I felt like since everyone seems to have, like, a little food thing this episode, that's her food thing, macaroni salad.
And there's Amanda with her fucking pasta again. I don't know what world she thinks she's living in. And how does Amanda... I just can't. It's not fair, okay? You know I'm counting calories, and do you know how much everything has... Do you know how much calories is in everything? Literally everything. How is anybody everything. Thin? How is everyone not 500 pounds?
I don't
know. That's my question.
I don't know. Drugs. So,
I was thinner when I was on drugs. Oh, I wish I could save the memories, but there aren't many because drugs have eviscerated all those memories. Thank you for listening. I'm out.
I am craving pasta so badly right now. So, yeah. So, meanwhile, back upstairs, Hannah is still talking about, you know, like, she's going to do this and, you know, Armand will have an opportunity to say, like, no, I didn't know what I was saying because Lindsay was grilling me and I got scared, but, like, no, I really do want you, et cetera, et cetera. They're just still talking about Armand. And then, like, downstairs, Carl tells everyone at the kitchen, Hannah's talking to my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I was like, wow. That's such a dick move to, like, it's one thing to confide into Kyle, but now you're just sort of announcing it to the kitchen that you're breaking up with Lindsay before you even tell Lindsay. I mean, listen. God forbid I ever have sympathy for Lindsay, but that was a dick move.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
I mean, she left you string cheese on your bed, Carl.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, let's see. Are you making your bean dip? And Jules is like, chili dip? Bean dip. You. So, Carl is like, hub house, let's talk. All right. So they go upstairs and she's still in her robe and he's like, oh, that silk robe is an interesting choice. Not going to lie.
Yeah. By the way, Hannah also makes a good point here, which is that, you know, Carl, she basically says Carl wants to find a perfect romance, but he hasn't done the work on himself to actually do that, which is why he will continue to fall into this pattern season after season. So to that, I say, do not see a therapist because we really need this to happen every season because it's always so entertaining to watch.
Yeah, he just needs somebody to give him attention constantly every single season. And if he doesn't get it, he acts like he did last season where he was freaking out that nobody in the house liked him, you know? So this year, nobody in the house was going to like him again. So he got Lindsay all over it and said babies in front of her until she like totally fell for him. Yeah. Asshole.
So they go upstairs and Carl he's like, in weird job interview, like he's interviewing someone, like the beginning of a job interview vibe. He's like, by the way, Deborah is one of my favorite human beings of all time. MVP, you're crushing it every single time. Yeah, this is some patter. This is what we call in sales patter before we close the deal. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. It's like, I've been on Deborah's hair. And he's like, you should actually donate Deborah's hair to the Smithsonian. Like, this is the part that, like, I like about us. Like, what we're doing right now, how we're laughing, like, we're having fun because I complimented you. Isn't that fun? But you know what? I have anxiety. So.
Yeah, there's just, like, a lot going on. And Lindsay's like, you don't even hug me like I used to, okay? Like, there's, like, a lot of pressure. I'm like, I'm confused. I've sent mixed signals to you, and I'm sorry. And I want to be respectful of you, and, like, this should be a friend thing. And Lindsay, you know I love you so much. So I'm just going to condescend to you for a little bit until you get annoyed enough to leave. And then I'm going to drink. And then people will feel bad for me. Okay, is that cool?
yeah, like, everything that I felt with you was real, but at this moment, I want you to, like, be happy, and, like, I haven't made you happy or done the things you deserve. And she goes,
yeah.
And he's like, she's agreed. Just, yeah.
By the way, which is the biggest cop-out when someone's like, I just want you to be happy, and I know I haven't been making you happy. I'm like, that's for her to tell you, not for you to... You don't get to tell her how she's feeling right now. When she's literally been talking about how happy she's been. So she's,
yeah, like, so he's like, end of the meeting. He's like, okay, agreed. And she's like,
I'm confused because you started this whole thing, and I was like when it started, and then, like, I was startled, and then, like, at first, and then we're entering into this romantic zone, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm super into this, and then immediately it's done. Like, oh.
Well, listen, I don't know if this is me speaking or that Simply PB smoothie, because wow, what a rush. But I just wanted to see where, like, I just wanted to give it a shot and see what would happen. And she's like, so is this a test? No, I just wanted, it's not a test. It's more like I wanted to create a situation and see what the outcome would be.
So, it's a test?
Nope. Look, I just wanted to make questions and then have the answers and then see if you would give the right answers. And
so it was a test.
Like, no. It's more like there was a situation that was like an end goal. And in order to get to the end goal, I wanted to have a few things that you would have to do. And if you couldn't do, then we wouldn't reach that goal. That's all.
So a test.
No. Like, you know what you do with rats so that you make sure that products are okay for humans?
You test them?
No.
Right. Remember when you have to get into college, you have to, like, you fill in dots on a thing and you send it in and they say you got a 450 on it? Like, that's what it is.
And she's like, dude, you're the one who did all this. Like, we were just friends. You're the one who did this. And he's like, yeah, but you know how hard that was? Like, it's just, like, so fast. It's so much pressure. Like, I can't handle it. And you deserve better.
I'm just, you know what? It's like, I'm not really ready for the sort of relationship that you're looking. Because she's doing this thing like,
I'm like, you know, I'm like 33. And, like, I want to have a family. And I want to have, like, children that I can abandon later on in life.
And he's like, listen, the sort of relationship that you're looking for is, like, not what I'm looking for. And that's just what it is. And she's like, yeah, but I said what I wanted, and we actually had that conversation.
And you said you wanted the same thing, you asshole. And he goes, yeah, but I say stuff.
Yeah, she goes, so you want a girl who's just gonna let you do whatever you want?
And he goes, I didn't say that. Look, what I'm saying is I need to get myself together. And by get myself together, I mean get my dick wet by that idiot from Barry's. All right, she likes rosé. So yeah.
And Lindsay goes, so you're not gonna go on any dates at all then? And he's like, oh, because at this point he thinks that Kyle has told Lindsay. He's like, oh god, Kyle has totally boned me. She goes, no, Kyle didn't tell me anything. He's like, well, why can't I go on a date? She goes, I just don't think it's appropriate to invite the Barry's instructor out on a date right in front of me, you idiot. I was right there, stupid face.
Yeah. And so Hannah's like, oh my god, I'm listening. Shut up. She's downstairs trying to listen to everything.
Which is funny because they could probably hear her saying, I'm trying to listen. Shut up.
Yeah. And Carl's like, well, I asked her on a friend date. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed.
Yeah, have you ever had the pancakes at Beatrice's? They're amazing.
She goes, seriously?
Yeah. And he goes, yeah. So, like, let's be friends, you know? Let's just have fun.
Let's be adults. Yeah, he goes, let's just be adults and say, let's just have fun. More life. And that's when Lindsay loses her shit. She goes, you know what? Once you more life me, I'm done.
Yeah. She goes, you need to take a deep fucking breath. And he goes, what? I'm sitting in the chair, so...
I'm taking back all the string cheese.
And then she's sobbing in the bathroom, which is sad because, you know, she doesn't deserve that. But she also does deserve it because you're dating Kyle, you idiot.
Yeah. It's like, what did you think Carl was going to do? What did you think the outcome was going to be here on this? I mean, it's literally 3 weeks and he's already hiding behind things. I just wanted to take it slow and now I'm drinking. Oh, wow. I'm just like, someone should save me. I'm just a poor tortured soul whose parents got divorced and just want to go on a date with a friend from Bowers boot camp. Oh, save me.
What a monster.
That's Carl. More life.
That brings us to the end, people.
Tis the end. Great chatting with you always, Ronnie. Everyone, if you want to get our bonus episodes, because next week is Family Karma. The week after that is going to be Love is Blind. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's also where you can watch our podcast, not just listen to it with Crappens on Demand. All the instructions are over there. And of course, buy this awesome new shirt, Benron 2020. Vote Hippocrat. And we also have our live shows. We are doing live shows through June, and then we're taking a break. So get your tickets now. And those are all at watchcrappens.com. And until and then, for now, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Whatever job you're searching for, you can find it on LinkedIn. First jobs, flexible jobs, work from home on a Friday jobs, advertising jobs, accounting jobs, HR, PR, even ER jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, 5-to-9 jobs, you decide your time jobs, banking jobs, building jobs, get back on your feet jobs, international jobs, local jobs, let me have a lie in jobs, and even voiceover jobs, which is how I ended up recording this ad. Search millions of jobs on LinkedIn and find one meant for you.
Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'm back for a brand new series of Sorry Not Sorry, brought to you by Galaxy Chocolate, a podcast helping you take the time to actively choose pleasure. This week, I'm joined by Nicola Adams, double Olympic gold medalist and officially Great Britain's most successful female boxer of all time.
When I was going into the 2012 Olympics, I remember my coach saying to me, "Women's boxing is resting on your shoulders right now."
Want to hear the full chat? Yeah, you do. Subscribe to Sorry Not Sorry now on your favourite podcast platform.